This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's military reported making gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called on the United States for help. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people gathered outside the White House Saturday to protest Turkey's incursion into Kurdish-controlled northeast Syria and to urge U.S. action against Ankara. Many of the demonstrators were Kurdish Americans angry at U.S. President Donald Trump for standing aside last week as Turkey sent troops into Syria to fight the Kurds. Lukuman Rost was one of those protesting.
Our mission is to get a message to Donald Trump for the decision he made on Turkey regarding giving a green light to Turkey to kill all these innocent people, to for Turkey to go do what he's doing now, bombing, killing civilians, Kurds for no reason. We'd like to him to think about it one more time.
The Washington, D.C. rally in March came as thousands of Kurds and their local supporters rallied in France, Germany, and Greece Saturday to protest Turkey's military action in northeast Syria. This is VOA News. The most powerful typhoon to hit Tokyo in decades plowed into northern Japan early Sunday after fierce rain and wind paralyzed the capital, led to four deaths, put millions under evacuation warnings, and flooded rivers. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around Tokyo before dawn Sunday, but imposed them on areas further north after Typhoon Hagibis blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the danger of floods and landslides. Yoshushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency. He says the intensity of rain is something we've never experienced. It is highly likely that landslides and flood watch areas might be already experiencing some kind of disaster. Authorities are keeping a close watch on Fukushima, where Tokyo Electric Power Company reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring water in the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, which was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. A Kenyan athlete made marathon history in Vienna on Saturday. Reuters' Francesca Lina has the story.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge made athletics history on Saturday when he became the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours. The Olympic marathon champion and world record holder completed the Vienna run in 1 hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds.
I'm the happiest man to run under 2 hours in order to inspire many people.
Kipchoge's remarkable effort will not be recognized by the sport's governing body because it was not an open competition and used in-and-out pacemakers.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. California will ban the sale and manufacture of new fur products and bar most animals from circus performance under a pair of bills signed Saturday by Governor Gavin Newsom. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Under the first-in-the-nation fur law, residents will no longer be able to sell or make clothing, shoes, or handbags made of fur starting in 2023. California is the third state to ban most animals from circus performances, joining New Jersey and Hawaii. Animal rights groups cheered the ban on fur as a stand against inhumane practices. Not surprisingly, the proposal was vigorously opposed by the billion-dollar U.S. fur industry, and the Fur Information Council of America has already threatened to sue. I'm Shelley Adler.
And one person was killed and at least 18 were injured when the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans collapsed on Saturday. The building was under construction at the corner of Rampart and Canal Street, a broad boulevard just outside the French Quarter. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.